Hey everyone, welcome once again to Podcast in Death, the weekly podcast where we discuss the in-depth series of books by J.D. Robb. I am AJ.
I'm Tara.
And this is episode 215, I think we figured out, of Podcast in Death. And in this episode is not going to be like our typical episode of Podcast in Death, because it's going to be more like this is all podcast business.
Yes.
All podcast business for this one. And it's probably going to be very short, you know, and it's going to be hard for Tara and I to do. So, everybody that listens to us, I think over the past couple years knows that, you know, this last couple years, both kind of personally and as podcast hosts, Jen and Tara and I have experienced a lot of significant life changes, essentially, you know,
yes,
on the podcast. We have, I think Tara and I both lost family members. We've all three lost pets that meant a lot to us. Jen especially has had a lot of health challenges. I have been struggling with my job and with my mom, you know, and all of that that's been going on. So yeah, we've mentioned it many times. It's been a rough year for all three of us. And, you know, it affects all of us in different ways. Even though we try not to bring it into the podcast, sometimes it does also affect the podcast, how we do a podcast, how we interact with each other on a podcast. All of it is affected by outside influences at different times. You know, pets making clicky noises with their, you know, with their toenails on a floor also affects the podcast. So anyway, yeah, it affects the podcast. And, you know, the good thing about the podcast is that, no matter what is happening with us on the outside, you know, our external pressures, it's been someplace that we can all come, regardless of what's happened to us, talk about something that we're passionate about, that makes us happy to talk about. And I, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I feel like Tara would probably agree with me that, like, in a lot of ways, it kind of has positive effects mentally.
Yeah, it's like a nice break in everything else, you know, to be allowed that space to, for lack of a better term, fangirl about something, you know, with someone else, you know.
Oh yeah, that understands what you're going through and understands your passion and shares your passion and is willing to kind of like help you through that by, you know, talking about your passion, you know. But the other thing is that I think you probably all know, and if you don't know, I'll tell you now, doing a podcast like this, it's work. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work mentally. It's a lot of work physically. It seems like you're just coming in and talking about stuff, but there's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes that is not very apparent in the podcast, and it can be stressful to produce. I mean, even in the best of times, even during times where we're all doing great, and it still can be a little stressful, you know, to do. I understand that people are going to be listening to this and going, and right now they're probably sitting there going, oh my God, what is going on? What is happening? And I know this all sounds like it's pretty dire for, you know, the podcast, but I want to make sure that everybody knows, anybody who's out there freaking out right now, that this is not me announcing the end of the podcast. If that's what you're thinking, like, at least for now, you know, I think we have another several years of podcast left in us. Right. Yeah. We still have, like, I don't know how many books to get through. A lot to talk about. A lot of people that we want to talk about the series with, you know, a lot of people we've talked about interviewing and wanting on the podcast. So there's still a lot of podcasts out there for us to do. But we did feel like, just because of everything that's been going on recently, that the overall dynamic, I think, of the podcast, of how how we do it, how we've interacted with each other, all of that. We did kind of feel like it had kind of changed over the last couple of years, just based on what we've all kind of been through and how we've been dealing with everything we've been through. It's kind of changed the vibe a little bit. And this is more of maybe an internal change for the three of us hosts, a change for us, and hopefully not anything that was immediately identifiable to people that listen to the podcast. Our hope has been that podcast episodes have been, to all of you out there, exactly the same as they have been for the last 4 years. We've been trying to produce a podcast that still is entertaining to all of you. And by how you've been reacting to all of our episodes, we feel like we've done that, you know. And I should also say right now that I'm doing most of the talking because Tara's sick. So, you know, on the other side of this, she's muting her mic and coughing a lot.
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. It did seem to us like I said, like we've been recording a show when the vibe has changed for us anyway. And I really had to think about that as somebody that this was kind of my baby and something that I wanted to do. I felt the responsibility to kind of think about where I wanted the podcast to go and how I wanted to go forward in a way that's best for all of us in our mental state and all of you out there who listen. So, in saying that, I just felt like it was time to kind of make some changes to the podcast. So then the question is, well, you know, I mean, what changes did we decide to make in order to kind of move forward with the podcast in the way that we wanted to move forward with it, in a way that is entertaining for you, but also kind of preserves our mental health as the hosts of this podcast. So after a lot of really careful consideration and a few behind the scenes meetings between all of us, we have decided to ask Jen to step away from the podcast. This was not a decision that was made lightly. I told Jen and Tara at a certain point that if I was able to get into a time machine and go back to the first couple of years of this podcast and have everything be exactly the same as it was then, I would do that in a heartbeat, you know, because the couple of years of this podcast was just, you know, for everyone out there, I'm sure, and for us as hosts, just amazing. Like, the best that I think anybody could hope for with a podcast. It was just us getting together and in a good headspace and discussing this topic that we were passionate about. I mean, Tara could maybe back me on this, but I feel like at that time, at least the first couple of years, first 2.5 years, you know, it just seemed like every episode was better than the last. And we hope that that came through for all of you. But that just didn't seem to be happening lately. And I don't want to put the blame for that on anyone in particular. It's just how things ended up. You know, it's all the external factors that have been happening and how we, all of us, have internalized that and how that then affected how we all related to each other and how we all related to the podcast. I know I'm being very vague, but it's just because I really don't want to put this on any one person, because this podcast is a group effort. And if all of us are having kind of weirdness going on in our lives, it's just going to affect a podcast and it's going to make it difficult for different ones of us to continue on the way we had. And again, I don't know that I'm I don't think I'm explaining it well. Do you think I'm explaining it well?
I don't know that there's an easy way or a good or bad way to explain it. Sometimes you find yourself in a space that is literally impossible to navigate eloquently with how you say it, you know? So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do want to say that we 100% understand the love and respect that you all have for Jen.
We also, love Jen. We have, and a lot of respect for Jen.
Yes.
She has navigated some pretty choppy waters these last couple of years.
Right.
So we get it.
Yeah. I mean, you all know that there was already one space of time where Jen had to kind of step back and do some healing from some of the things that had been going on in her life at that point, So this is really just kind of an extension of that. I think that, sometimes you just need to step back and take a break and a lot of things have been happening is what I'm trying to say with Jen, that I think it's better for her. And when she and I spoke about this, it was a mutual agreement that we came up with, that because of everything that's been going on with her lately, that maybe she does need a step back and to take an extended break from the podcast.
It's really hard to admit that to yourself when you do love a thing, but understanding that sometimes it's not always obvious to you, and Jen has been dealing with a lot of stuff, and it's been, it's been an extra thing in her life. And I know that it was not an easy decision to come to for the two of you. Can't always be easy, which sucks,
Yeah.
It can't always be a clear answer, which is just shitty.
Yeah. I mean, because the truth of the matter is that she's gone through a lot. I've gone through a lot. And those things combined did kind of have an effect on how we related to each other, sometimes positively and sometimes negatively. And you just at a certain point have to come to a realization that time apart is the only way to kind of start to heal some wounds or start to get a different or a fresh perspective on things. I just don't know if there's anything more I can say about it.
Jen is still, part of this, just like all of you are.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, she's still going to be active in our Facebook group.
We do want to make it clear that the decision has been made with mutual understanding and respect. We all have remained friends. This was not made with any animosity between any of us and Jen, or I just want to make that clear. This was not like we had a big fight or argument or whatever. This was a decision that was made between all of us, and there's no animosity or ill will involved. We're all kind of united in our commitment to doing what is best for the podcast, and also kind of supporting each other through continuing to support each other through things that have been happening that we're navigating all three of us together.
Yes.
But yeah, just like Tara said, she will still be active in our Facebook group and other spaces. You'll probably see her commenting in our Instagram too. And we did talk about sometime down the road, if we all feel like it's the right timing to have her on again, maybe as a guest, or even talking about maybe bringing her back permanently if we feel like mentally that's where we all are, we're all in agreement to that. So it's not as though we're like, Jen is no longer, we're just erasing her from podcasting desk completely.
She's still one of us,
Absolutely. So I apologize if this is a shock to anyone out there. And I really wish I could say more and answer all of your questions. I don't know that I can. I would say that it typically what we do is we release our episodes early to patrons. And I would ask patrons to maybe not say anything, on our Facebook page or anything until the episode has been released generally, which is probably going to be, I want to say, on the 27th. Yeah, it'll probably be released on, this episode will be released on the 27th. So if you're a patron and you get this early, if you would just, not say anything generally on Facebook or Instagram or anything like that, we would appreciate it. But you can still contact us. You can comment on the episode on Patreon. For anyone else, if you do have questions or concerns or anything like that, you can still contact us and let us know. We can answer questions or anything to the best of our ability. If there's anything that hasn't been answered here. And you can still contact Jen if you would like, she's like we said, it's not like we're erasing her from this fandom. She's still part of this fandom. She's still part of the podcast. I'm sure that she would love to hear from all of you, And so, feel free to contact her or send her messages on Facebook or, we still want to make sure that people like she knows that we all support her and we're all there for her. So, where do we go from here? It's just going to be Tara and I from this point forward, as we always do when we do episodes together. Tara and I will say that we're going to try to make each episode as entertaining with just us as it would be with us and Jen. We still encourage all of you to get involved in helping us with episode topics, or if you want to be on the show, let us know. If you have anybody, I know there have been a couple times on our Facebook page where we've had people that know of authors that are in-death fans that have told us, hey, you need to contact this person and have them on the show. We're up for all of that. I guess that's about it. I don't know what else we can say.
Yeah. I don't know. Hopefully this is a good thing for all of us, that this moves forward in a positive manner, and that the time away is healing for Jen. And it's healing for the bits of the podcast that seemed a bit off, and we can find a different rhythm that works. And, hopefully that continues to be a really strong thing, and that the future is good for all of us. I think that, like I said before, it's not an easy thing to be this has to happen when you care so much about something. But there are so many layers, and we do appreciate all of the support and all of you listening, all of the support you have given Jen. Like AJ said, continue to reach out in any way you'd like to, show your support in any way you'd like to, engage in conversation. That's ultimately what this is. This is us all talking about something we all love, and that includes all of us. So.
Right. So, yeah. Okay. I guess that's it for this episode. I know this is a very short episode for us. But
I guess it's like a reset, So that next week, it's not a shock when it's just it's just us, we've given you that information and made sure that we're transparent about us and about what's going on. And it's not, we're not erasing a person from right. this dynamic, So, I think it is important for us to be able to to be upfront about that. And it's, you know, it's also a little bit of a step, like, a, you know, just like a stop and step forward, I guess, you know, take a little break, take a breath, and then we'll have a new episode next week, you know? So,
yeah. So, I really wish that Tara wasn't sick so she could talk more, because it seems like she's a little bit more articulate about this than I am.
That's but, not true.
But anyway, again, I mean, I think, I speak for everyone when we say that we really, from the bottom of our hearts, so much appreciate all of you out there who have listened, who have given us your support through the last 4 years. This podcast wouldn't be what it is without all of you. And we really hope that we can give you an entertaining another 2, 3, 4 years, going forward. So, thank you all so much for listening and for being a part of this, fandom. And we really, really, really appreciate you.
Thank you guys.
And I guess with that, I can say that's it for this episode of Podcasts and Death.
We have no idea what we're talking about next.
I actually do know what we're talking about. Ooh, next.
Okay.
What we're talking about next is a suggestion, I think, from...
not me not knowing what the hell's going on, usual.
This is a suggestion, I believe it's from Justine Hopper. If I'm not mistaken, if it's not, I really, really apologize. It's basically, what kind of things would you have on your, in-death bingo card? Like, what are the things from the in-death series that are repeated often, that if you were making up in-death bingo cards, or coming up with a drinking game, like what would be on your bingo card? So, that's what we're going to do for next week. And I put up that suggestion in our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. And
we've gotten like a ton of replies. So
excited.
So yeah, so it'll be fun to talk about. But until then, like I said, we thank you, all of you. We appreciate you, and onward and upward, I suppose.
Right.
So for now, that's it for this episode of Podcasts and Death. So for Podcasts and Death, this is AJ.
This is Tara.
And we'll see you next week, guys.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Podcasts and Death. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give us a 5-star review on Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate it. Podcasts and Death is hosted by Amy Ryan, Jen Terpstra, and Tara Corkery, and is edited and produced by Amy Ryan. The opinions expressed on this show are for entertainment purposes only and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the in-death fandom at large. Podcast in Death is not in any way affiliated with Nora Roberts, Berkeley, Penguin Publishing Group, or St. Martin's Press. Our theme song is Justice Never Sleeps by Cosmo and is available on Shutterstock.com. This episode and all of our previous episodes are available at podcastindeath.com. Have something to say? You can email us at show@podcastindeath.com or find us on social media by searching for Podcasts and Death on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can call us and leave a message at 205-476-2753. That spells out 205-4-ROARKE. Thanks again for listening. And in the immortal words of Brian Kelly, fucking sláinte to you.